Catholicism has a certain durability. You say this, challenges and crises probably come to mind, how we can bear them better knowing what our fathers and mothers in the faith have endured. But I think of durability today in a different way. Catholicism is durable because it can exist in many different ways. We live in a city, for instance, have certain conveniences. Many of us will leave church this morning for jobs or ministries that have people answering to us in some ways. Catholicism can exist there for the relatively powerful, if we look at that description for what it really is. And it can be existent there because Catholicism is durable enough for the outsider, the weak, the unemployed or entry level. In today's gospel, Jesus reminds us of that. He is powerful. Still in Mark's first chapter, this has been proven to us multiple times now. But he uses his power in a particular way. He heals a leper, meaning he's outside the city this morning, accessible, even to the unclean. He can move among religious and political leaders because he can move among the weak. St. Anthony the Abbot teaches us the same thing, convicted to move into the desert, to live an austere life, to attract others to a similar purpose. Considered the founder of monasticism, St. Anthony showed the faith in the middle of nowhere as support to the faith in the middle of the capital. Catholicism has a certain durability. May we see that in ourselves today, in our tasks today, in our unexpected interactions today. May we show our faith existing throughout.